Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hello, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a great day again today just because we're here in Texas. We got beautiful weather. We live in a beautiful country. I'm proud to be an American. I tell you, everybody wants to move here. Why? Because we're a great, great state. But just give us a call. We're here on KTSA 550 AM and 107.1 FM. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in. We're going to talk about what's too good to be true. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Got lots of information to go on over every day. And I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to be back on YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. And I've dropped the ball the last 8-9 months. I hadn't had time to get on it, but I'm going to make time because I tell you about training on the salespeople. Now, I need to get back on training of you, give you a lot of tips, a lot of information, a lot of things to do. But we have open lines today. The signal's not up here on the board. I don't know if you know that, Chris, or not. But anyway, 210-599-5555. We'll... Chris is on the board today. He works hard and he gets it done. He was out exercising a while ago. Great. He's making a difference in his life. He's doing well. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. He's got the board going now. I'll know who's calling in. Thank you, Chris. And so give us a call in. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, yes. And this Thursday, I'm going down to Corpus, because Valero Gas loves their employees. They want them to be the best, do the best, be in the best financial shape they can. They want the best for them. So they've got me coming down to do a presentation and a teaching at Valero Gas. Of course, we had a show down there not long ago, and we loved it. I was with Steve Sorensen, one of my mentors, and we had a great show. Of course, costs money to be on the airwaves, and we're looking for a sponsor in Corpus. We're looking for a sponsor back. We've got Covert here in San Antonio, and he's doing so well. I love doing the business with the Covert Auto Group. Great, great people. They'll deliver one to your door, give you the best price, the best people to deal with, in my opinion. So we've got them, but we're looking for sponsors. Are you the type of sponsor? And we're talking to a credit union soon that wants to show the community they care about them. They want to show the community they want you educated in knowing what you're doing, that they do care about you. And I go to churches. I teach at schools and churches. And I've talked to several restaurant owners, and they tell me, Randy, we've got our employees listening to your show because we want them to do the best, be the best, and make better decisions and have good transportation so they can show up to work. It's hard to find anybody who wants to work anymore. And when you've got good employees, you want the best for them. You want them to improve. You want them to buy the right kind of vehicle, what they can afford, and be able to be at work every day and do their job. They're trying. They're putting effort in. So these owners are putting effort in, too. So give us a call, 210-599-5555. Also, I'm going to give you my mobile number the second half of the show, so get pen and paper, be prepared for that. We're getting a tremendous amount of calls, buying a lot of cars and trucks from you listeners. I want to thank you. But you know what? I tell you, the relationships I've had with my listeners, I've never had a disgruntled one. I've spent a lot of time. I had one just last week. I spent a couple of hours with him, Donald Dagey, and he's a great man and a great relationship, and I'm thoroughly glad that he listens to my show, and I got to meet him and spend a little time with him. But I spend all the time I can with my listeners. I want to know what you want to know. I want to see what you're absorbing, how you're learning, how you're dealing with it. And I want you to improve. I want you to be the best you can be. You know, I think the good Lord gives us that desire if we'll pull it up, if we'll search for it, we'll ask for it, we'll bring it up in our lives because that's what we need. You know, don't you want to have something when you get to be 50, 60, 70 years old in the bank? You know, the financial advisors will tell you, wow, you save $350 a month, and in 30 years, you're going to be able to retire. Well, I got news for you. How many car payments have you made at $500, $600, $800 a month? That's way, way too high. We have a caller online. Thank you. I think it's Brian. Hello, Brian. This is Randy Adams.
Yes, Randy. How are you?
Great. And you?
I'm good. I appreciate your show, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about the ugly, I think is what I'd call it.
Okay.
My daughter has a car, a 2012, 150,000 miles on it. It's a Hyundai Santa Fe, and the motor looks like it's locked up.
Oh, yeah. I got one of them.
Oh, boy. Well, she owes about $2,300 on it.
That's not bad.
Is there any solution to this?
Well, yes, it's got a little value.
Okay.
And she can trade it. What is she looking for and what's she wanting to spend and what can she afford? What's her budget? You know, there's
probably. Oh, go ahead, sir.
But I mean, is she going to buy new or used?
Oh, probably used, definitely.
Okay. So
and
evidently, she's had this one, what, 2-3 years?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is it
she bought it used.
High finance person or not? High interest rate?
No, not too bad. She's pretty competitive when she, you know, starts looking around and shopping for that stuff. I don't know what the interest rate is, but I would think her payments are $300, maybe a little more.
Is she a single mom?
No.
Good. Okay. Well, good. She sounds like she's made some good choices in the past.
Yes,
I'm working with a couple of credit unions that's looking at that are sponsoring the show. But she needs to get out and see what kind of budget she's got, what'll fit, what she wants to spend, and then we try to fit her in with what'll work for her. Does she still need a sport utility? Or is she looking for a car? Or
no, it'd be about the same thing, the Santa Fe, something like that.
Well, the Santa Fe's, she got the life out of it, and that might be pretty close to the end. I got one with 120 that it went out on, and it depends on how you take care of it, you know. I talked about a guy that came to my car lot on another radio show yesterday morning. He was driving a Mitsubishi Galant that had 220,000 miles on it. But the difference is he don't drive it hard. He don't brake hard. He takes care of it, and he changes the oil. And that's amazing because most of those cars don't live past 120.
Yes.
So evidently she takes care of it and knows what she's doing. But there's a lot of possibilities. The good news is we're in a market drop. The bad news is some of the dealers own their cars at the old market. We talked about in August about how we were going to see the biggest drop in the market ever. And I talked to right after I did the show, we had Mannheim Management listening to me that handles the big auctions. And they said, Randy, you're right. That's what we're seeing in the industry. And then we pulled up a magazine and they said the same thing. But we thought that Harvey would pull us through. The good news is, if she'll shop hard and look hard, there's some buys out there right now. And especially, she's probably looking at something that's $10,000, $12,000. And honestly, I think that we could probably pull out, you know, pretty close to what she owes on the car.
Okay.
I mean, she's not killed.
Yeah. Would you give me your other number?
And I'll give it to you now, 830.
Okay.
708.
708
4789.
Okay.
And just in case I don't find her something, I'll be glad to guide her through whatever she's looking at, make sure she's making the right unit and, you know, do the credit. I mean, find out what her credit interest rate's going to be, get that banking lined up. And then if she's found a unit, be sure and look at Carfax. And, you know, Carfax is not perfect. They're not right all the time. But you need to know that just in case you buy a unit. I had a lady that I bought her unit not long ago. She bought a unit from an individual out of Houston. and he happened to be a kind of a part-time car dealer. And he told her he'd never been in an accident, and she didn't look. Well, she bought the unit. There was a lot of issues. She hated the unit. She was fortunate that she inherited a little money, so she wanted to get rid of the unit and take her loss. So she paid the unit off, bought her another unit, and then she brought it to me. And she says, nobody's wanting to buy this unit. Why not? So we pull up Carfax, and I said, I'm sorry. So I had two accident reports on it. Yeah. Well, the guy guaranteed me that there was no accident reports on it. Yeah. I said, well, I guess he lied. And she said, yeah. I pulled it up and showed it to her, and she said, I guess he did. So you need to know just in case it doesn't work out or it gets time to get rid of it so you know where you stand.
Right, right.
And I'm glad it sounds like you're involved. You're going to help her a little bit?
Yes, sir, if I can. I'm going to try.
Well, I agree. Right, I mean, just advice and wisdom will help. I mean, she's going against a great big team. I'm wearing a referee shirt today because the customers out there, I'm on Facebook with a referee shirt, and I'm going to do YouTube in my referee shirt. But, you know, she's going against a trained team.
Absolutely.
And I've got an article here that shows 2,500 hours of classwork for the average salesman to be prepared to sell. Well, she needs a little help, but she needs a team.
Oh,
she needs a coach.
Yeah.
You can coach, and I can coach, and maybe we can help her make sure that she doesn't get buried.
I appreciate that, Randy. I'm going to give her your phone number and just have her talk with you.
Tell her to keep trying because I'm going to tell you my phone is blown up, and I love it. I love talking to the listeners. I love helping. And I love giving back. So, Brian, thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. We got some open lines just in case. There's no dumb questions, really not. There's a million situations, a million questions, a million answers. And, you know, if you need to know what your vehicle's worth, if you got something to sell, got called yesterday from a man that sold him a 66 Ford pickup. He said, how come you hadn't found me a 3/4 ton 60 to 69 Ford pickup? I'm needing one of those running or driving. Need some older cars, older trucks. You know, trying to buy a 54 Ford pickup right now from another gentleman. I had one bought, but there was a little sticky situation on the other one, and it not good for me in the long run. And so I had... The title situation, and you got to watch out on the title situation. It was a good title, but it just didn't fit my business in the long run. So you got to know what you got possession of, and how to handle it. But also, we're needing the good, the bad, and the ugly. Need some late model cars. Market's a little jicky. We knew it was going to drop. Certain units have dropped a bunch. Corvettes have dropped. Highline cars have dropped. A Ferrari running at me that looks like new, 6,000 miles. A man paid $240,000 for it. He's trying to scratch out $200,000 on a 16 Ferrari. And I mean, he still got the clear plastics on it. He don't want to get this car dirty. So he has drove it and spent very little time with it, but he's ready to take $40,000 loss. He might be taking 50 or 60 time it's over. You know, you got to, what kind of money you got to have hanging around to spend $200,000 on a toy? Yeah, well, Bubba, what about maintenance? What about taking it in a Ferrari store and get the oil changed and tuned up? Are you ready for that little darling bill? You know, they ought to have filet mignon and hors d'oeuvres and champagne and everything in their little convenience place because, man, you see the sticker shock on a Ferrari when you take it in to get it fixed up. You know, you go into these dealerships, you know, and they, oh, man, they got free fruit. They got cookies. They got popcorn. They got sodas. They got water. Oh, man, aren't they super nice? They're just getting you ready for the sticker shock. They're trying to pump you up on some sugar and get you feeling good because, oh, man, they're about to jap slap you and just say, wham, here you go, Bubba. Take that. Oh, okay. I want my car back. I want it fixed. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. So I love you, San Antonio. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. We'll talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Be sure and tell your friends and neighbors to go to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com because I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right now, we're going to see off-lease a bunch of low miles, 15, 16, 17 cargo vans, 15 passenger vans. There's a lot of opportunity about to pop up. So if you're ready to buy a car, the next 30 to 45 days would be a good opportunity, but you got to be mentally, physically, spiritually ready. And that's what I'm going to teach down in Corpus Thursday, because Valero's been listening to my show. I've got lots of people on there, and they love the show, and they love what I'm trying to do, and they see the vision, they see the understanding, and they want their employees to have that same opportunity. They want them to thinking outside the box instead of the big secret. That's the name of my next book. I've completed this book. We're trying to get it all finalized and get it in production. And so, but the big secret, I'm going to give you a little hint, is it's all right to have car payments too high and owe too much. I was at a dealership, whipping through there and not really staying, but, they were telling me they just sold a car to a gentleman with 84-month payments. And it was a cheap little car. It was under $20,000. And 84 months. Now, the payment difference between 72 and 84 months was $11. If you can't afford $11 to shorten that payment, maybe you ought not be buying a new car. $11 that you're going to pay for a year extra on payments. So we're probably talking about $300, but you're talking about $3,600 when you stretch it out. Why don't you get it down to 60? You're driving a little car, and they were good cars that he bought that he didn't make the right decision there. Why don't he get it down to 60 months and work a little harder, be a little tighter, do the Dave Ramsey beans and rice, Bubba? My mother could have taught Dave Ramsey his class, but anyway, that's old school. And so why don't you get it down to 60 months? So when you get to end of 5 years, you got something of value, something of value. I've told you, maybe I'll tell you again. I'm selling lots of units going to Russia. Man, I had a good relationship with this guy where I'm selling him 15, 20 units a month. He's wiring me the money. I'm taking him to Port of Houston, and on to Russia they go. Well, he quit calling me, quit buying. I thought, Randy, did you lie to him? No. Did you mess him around? No. I wonder what went wrong. About 8 or 9 months later, he calls me. His name's Raul. I said, Raul, did I make you mad? No. Did I forget to put antifreeze in them cars? Because Russia, where he was going, I mean, Bubba, it's cold. I'm telling you that. The polar bears have got coats on. And so I get all these cars over there, and I don't hear from him, and he finally calls me. And I said, well, what went wrong? He said, the ruble crashed. And this was 6-7 years ago. And I said, the ruble crashed? He said, yeah. I said, I'm sorry about your misfortune. He said, oh, no, I had something of value. I said, something of value? He said, oh, yeah. He said, the ruble crashed, and if I'd had that cash in the bank, I'd be busted today. But it takes 70 days to get those cars to Russia. And so they get the time it took to get to Russia, the ruble crashed, and they got there, and he still had something of value. He said, now things are turning around. I'm selling them, and we were going again. But I'm not selling anything. The Russians have put a little stop, and this was a couple of years ago. They put a little stop on bringing stuff in. I guess Trump and them hadn't fixed the situation to turn that deal around, or maybe the Russians don't have any money left. I don't know. But something of value. Think about that sometime when you're making your decisions. Make decisions a day that'll pay off tomorrow. Leases. The big car pro guy on radio, he pumps and pumps leases. Dave Ramsey says, never get a lease. Randy Adams says, never get a lease. Now, think about this way. Would you do business knowing there's an opportunity to lose a lot of money? So you don't know what the market's going to be. So you put a little cushion in on the market. You don't know how the car is going to look when it comes back. You put a little cushion on the way it's going to look. So you put a little more cushion in there because, you know, you want them to pay for the miles, and that's a way of making money. because if you're not looking, they'll charge you 30, 40, 50 cents per mile. I told you about the lady that came in about 6 months ago. She owed $22,000 in penalty on the miles on her lease. So she could buy the car for $18,000, or she could pay the penalty for $22,000 and give it back to the car. I said, ma'am, whatever you do, don't give it back to them. It's, you know, you're better off buying it, and you'll have something of value. But the lease company, of course, was trying to convince her to pay the $22,000 or make an offer because they knew what they how they had her locked up. So, I mean, if they would have talked her down to $15,000, that's $15,000 out the window, and then they'd go sold the car for $15,000, then they got $30,000. They made even more money. Most of these lease companies and open-end and closed-end, they all make money. They all make 15 to 20% on a car. They make more money on the lease cars than they do selling you a car. So, yeah, what's the great deal about the deal? Oh, yeah, you know, you get to write it off. You get to write off those vehicles anyway. You know, it's easier to do it with a lease, yes. But you lose money when you lease because the profit's built in. And they're gonna make their part, and there's no gamble to them. They're not gonna take that gamble. So, you know, then if you sell it on a open-end lease, then you've got to come up with that difference. So there's no free rides in the car business, I guarantee. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. This is Randy Adams, KTSA, and 107.1 FM. It's 550 KTSA. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in. Second half, I'll be sure and give my phone number out, even though I've gave it out already. But go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Describe your car. I want to buy your car. I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've even got a guy that's buying, that'll come pick it up and buy your car that doesn't run. I picked up a sponsor there. We're doing a lot of business together. Good guy. He's been fair with the people I've sent him out to. And so if you've got any kind and it's a little rougher and it's not running, or if you don't have a title, give me a call, because I've got this man that I'm working with that I'm real happy with. So I buy the good, the bad, and I don't care what it is. So go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, describe your car. Hey, go out there and look at it like you're buying it again. Spend 15 minutes on it. Look at it hard. See what's going on. And then describe it. Now, if you miss something, we're going to have to cut the price. But I've been real close to everything that I bought from the listeners in the last 6 months. Like I say, 6 months ago, the guy failed to mention that it needed a transmission. Of course, we had to cut that. But I want to buy your vehicle. I want you to know what it's worth, where you stand. I beat CarMax 9 out of 10 times, no problem at all. We've got some other buyers around, but they've got higher overhead than I've got, and a couple of them are out of town. They want to buy the vehicle. They have to hire a guy. They've got to arrange to get the money to you. They've got to arrange to get the car picked up and delivered. They got to get it up there. They got to gamble on their buyers being a good buyer and can be able to look at the car. And I'm going to look at it myself. I'm working on a deal where I'm going to be located on Saturdays at about 10:30 to 12:30 at a location in San Antonio, Central Point Body Shop. Mr. Garza and I are good friends. Ignacio Garcia and I. He does body work for me, and that's Central Point right off of Bitters. So I'm working on that deal where I'm probably going to show up on Saturdays over there. And you can meet me over there, and I'll try to buy you a car. I'll meet you and talk to you and answer questions for a couple of hours. It's right by Sonic, easy to find. It's right off of 281 at Bitters. So I'm working on that deal and trying to get that all set up where a couple of hours each Saturday I can meet with you. And you can listen to my Saturday show. That'll work too. So give us a call. But now go to the other side of learntobuyandsellcars.com. And follow the easy process. Now, if you have any questions, be sure and call me. That's why I give my mobile number out. But get your credit score. Go to FTC.gov, best place to go, FTC.gov. Find out what your credit score is. Then look at your credit. Look at it real hard. See if there's any mistakes, stuff that you should have paid you didn't, or stuff that you paid they didn't take off, or maybe somebody trying to steal your identity. we've seen a lot of that lately. So look at it real hard. Get it cleaned up. Now, if you've got some issues with your credit, I've got a guy in Corpus Christi that does a super job, super right price. He used to work for Dave Ramsey, so you know he's good. And he helps people with bad credit. He lines it up, cleans it up, gets you going in the right direction. So give me a call. I've got his name and number at my office. Give me a call, and I'll be glad to give it to us. Kendall Peterson's his name. But he can deal with you right here. He's in Corpus, but he can deal with you right here in San Antonio. Very important. Your credit does matter. The credit does matter because you need it cleaned up for the advantage to get things, get better financing, get better opportunities. So after you've got your credit lined up, cleaned up, then go to talking to your credit union and your bank. And like I say, I've got a credit union that's wanting to finance some cars. I'm going to be talking to them. Great people. But also they've got an opportunity of selling extended warranties and GAP, which without making a bunch of money like the dealers try to do. So that might be a great opportunity. This credit union wants to prove to the community. They want you educated, want to help you, want to be your friend and your partner and your mentor. So I'm working with them. So after you've talked to a bunch of banks, a bunch of credit unions, you've got it lined up, you know where you stand, fit it to your budget, fit it to what you want to buy, and then start talking to mechanics, body shops, talk to parts houses, go to Consumer Report, do your research. A little work will save you a little money. A lot of work will save you a lot of money. So after you've researched it hard, then go to shopping online. You can shop the world in 5 minutes and see what you got. Now you know what your trade's worth because you've got a figure from me. And that way you know where you stand. And then you can, and when you go to buy a car, don't mention a trade-in. Oh, no, I've got mine sold. And don't bring it in. But then if they'll make a mistake after you got them down to the bottom price, then bring the trade-in. That works, and it works well. So it's an easy system. I've got it lined up. I've got all the other, there's probably another 40, 50 questions and opportunities in that, but you can always give me a call. I'll be glad to answer any questions you got, but that's the basics. It's time for a break. Chris is going to take us to a break, but be sure and give us a call, 210-599-5555. This is Randy Adams, learntobuyandsellcars.com, KTSA 550 AM and 107.1 FM. Hey, call your friends and neighbors, your family, and tell them, tune in to Randy Adams. He's got another 30 minutes coming.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Here come old Bad News. Well, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, 'cause everybody knows I'm bad news.
I'm afraid I'm giving you bad news, but it's good news. It's bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. But not in the car business. Seems like the bad dealers just keep on doing business, keep on burying people, keeping them on a circle of debt. And it's a way of life. Is it a way, American way? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not real crazy about payments. I don't like payments. Best kind of car is a paid-for car. There's only two kinds of cars, a Ford and can't afford. And so I'm here to try to explain to you what's going on in the business world. I'm trying to open your eyes, letting you think outside the box, because the big secret is keeping you in the dark. The big secret is promoting, hey, you hate your car? You hate your payment? Don't make your payments. I bet your bank would love that. Your credit union, wouldn't they love it? Don't make your payment. Come on in here, and we're going to bury you some more. You think You think this is Santa Claus? You think these dealers too good to be true ads? Too good to be true? These ads? You think they're giving money away? About like Las Vegas, they're building billion-dollar buildings out there on everybody winning money, everybody taking it home. You know, it costs $2 million a day to open up those casinos in Las Vegas. $2 million a day on some of them. Now, who's going to pay for that? Yeah, well, not me. I haven't been out there in years, and I've lost the desire to go out there. I'm content. I can enjoy myself in a lot of places. One of them's Canyon Lake. The other one's Port Aransas. You know, and so just think about where you're spending your money. And whatever you do, I mean, I've got so many, thank you dealers. I got so many dealers listening to my show. But they all tell me, keep telling everybody how bad title loans are. And now, oh man, you want Christmas money? We're going to give you Christmas money. How stupid is that? You're going to go in there and pay 330% interest? Oh no, we only charge 100. You liar, liar, pants on fire. We don't want your money. We don't want your car. We just want our money back. Now, how in the world are you going to go out and get Christmas money and lose your car, be walking? Hey, when you're bumming a ride, think about them Christmas gifts you give away that they didn't even want or don't care about, or they're sitting in the corner, or they're not using them anymore. But, man, you look like Santa Claus even though you're walking now. You need a sleigh or what? Yeah, you better get somebody to give you a lift. That's what's going to happen. It's 330% interest. It's against the law in 27 states, but not in Texas. Good old boy, Texas. Come on, Bubba. Hey, vote for me. I'm going to take care of you. Yeah, I'm going to keep this law in there. So when you're a little short on cash, we can rob you. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. They don't care about us. We put them in office, and they go brain dead either in Travis County or they go brain dead in Washington. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, hey, a better deal is to call me, 830-708-4789. Let me tell you what I'll give for your car. Then you sell your car to me, somebody else, take that money, tend to your business, get you some cheap transportation, because I'm going to tell you something. After 6 payments, you've already paid in more than you borrowed, and you owe 20 more payments. So if you borrow $5,000, you owe $900 a month. You're going to pay back $27,000 for a $5,000 loan. Are you nuts? Don't do it. So anyway, I'm off on that deal. Now, the guy that's on radio also, that's 5 times higher to be a sponsor on than I am. So the dealers have to make 5 times the money my dealers have to make. Yeah, that's the fact. I know what they pay. So they pay big time money to be on that radio show. And all he wants to do is sell new cars. Me and my son are going down the road the other day. Hey, there's open lines, 210-599-5555. Give us a call. We got open lines, 210-599-5555. We're going down the road listening to him. We had about a 2-hour little drive. He said, all he does is run commercials. I said, yeah, he talks 2 or 3 minutes, and he runs 15 minutes of commercials. I said, he's out to sell new cars. He said, well, he told those people to take their trade in and trade it at the dealers so they'll save that 6%. Well, but see, he needs his dealers to make all the money they can so they want to trade so they can pick up another 1,000 or 2,000 on you. Because you don't know what your trade's worth. You're walking in there blind, and they're taking hair, hide, and all. So that's the key. Hey, you need to take care of your business. These salespeople don't know what you can afford, don't what you need, don't want to know what your family needs. No, nothing like that. So you got to know exactly what you need, what your budget is, what you can afford. Hey, and do you want to pay the rest of your life on an old car that you're praying is going to be worth something at the end of the day? We got Jerry online. Hello, Jerry. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I've got a 2013 Jeep Cherokee, and it's great shape. What do you need to know about it?
How many miles?
56,000.
best thing to do really is go to learntobuyandsellcars.com and describe it, and I'll get solid on it. But no, that's good. Are you going to trade it, or are you going to
I don't know. I'm just looking to see what to do, and so I thought I'd call you and see what you thought. But that's probably the thing to do. I'll try that. See
go to my website, and I'll stand up on it because I need it, especially at 58,000 miles. It's a good time to trade. You're going to get the most value at this time. Yeah, you're going to get the most value at this time. Are you happy with the unit?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to buy another one like it? Are you going to replace it with another one like it?
Yeah, probably a little bit cheaper, a little bit less expensive.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm looking to do, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like you. I don't like payments.
No, I don't either. No, you can. How many miles do you travel a day?
It depends. I'm retired, so it's.
You're not driving as much as you used to.
No, not at all.
Yeah. You're going the right direction, but I'd love to stand up on it. I'd love to have that way with the van. I can get all the equipment on it and check it out real good, and I'd love to have it. Sure would.
I hear you.
Call me, or
I'll do that.
Go to my website, either one.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Yep.
Hello, is that Fidel? Fidel?
That's right, Randy.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Driving in from Laredo towards the Hill Country.
Good.
Randy, I have a 2010 Honda Accord.
Right.
It's got all leather, heated seats. It's got a canopy or sunroof on it. And I'm thinking of selling it because I have no need for it.
How many miles?
It's got about 114,000.
Has it ever been in an accident?
It's been in a hailstorm, but it's fully repaired.
Fully repaired. Did they pop them out or did they paint it?
What's that?
Did they pop them out or did they paint it?
No, they popped them out.
Good. Okay.
Actually, the hail actually just
light hail
really hurt the sunroof.
Right.
The rest of them were just little dents, and they took all those out.
The unit's worth between $8,000 and $9,000.
About $8,000 and $9,000.
Mm-hmm. Between $8,000 and $9,000, and I'd be a player. Just depends on how the hail damage looks, how good the work they did. There's some guys out there that do great work, and there's some that's just so. But no, I'd love to have it. Give me a call or go to my website, either one.
Yeah. Okay, appreciate it.
And if you're going to sell it, get rid of it for 120. At 120 is the next mark on when it's going to drop. Because the 120 cars are 65 to 7.
What's a 120 car?
The 120 on the miles.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for callers. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. We're glad to answer any questions. What's going on in this world? You know, we don't know what's going on tomorrow. I got to thinking about that one. The guy that has 84 months on a small car. It's new, but it's small. And it depends on the miles, how long it's going to last and what it's going to be worth. And, you know, a few dollars more, he could have paid it off a lot quicker. And probably $35 a month or $40, he could have paid it off in 60 months. Think about all that money he would have saved. But you know what? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're going to keep your job. You're going to keep your health. Put in your prayers Wade Walker, great Christian man, excellent shape. Never, ever would I ever thought he had had a heart problem. He had a heart attack the other night. I've been praying for him, keep him in prayers. See, he don't know what was going. Tuesday, he worked out. Tuesday night, he has his heart attack. So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we load ourselves up with all this debt. Now, here's another situation. What if he'd have passed away? And we're praying he's not. Well, what if he would have? What would his family with all that debt? Do you want to leave your family with a bunch of debt? Your wife? Somebody like that? The decisions we make affect a lot of people. So think about that a minute. Michael, thank you for calling Randy Adams. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Randy. First off, I want to just thank you for being there. I didn't get to touch base with you before Thanksgiving, but I really appreciate what you do and who you are as a person.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I try my best.
And I had a question for you. I have an opportunity to buy a 98 Toyota Avalon
Okay.
That it's only got 63,000 miles, but it's been sitting a while. The steering box is leaking.
2 months, 3 months, or 2 years? How long?
It's been sitting probably about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. It hasn't been driven regularly.
A great car, but you're going to have to spend some money getting it up and getting it, you know. Can you buy it for $1,000?
I was thinking between $1,000 and $2,000 would be a fair price. I didn't want to chop the person's legs off. I want to give them a fair deal.
So they've got it running now?
Yes, sir. It's running.
It's running, and it's got two or three little minor issues?
Yeah, steering box, and then the air conditioning's not blowing cold as it should. So, I mean, I understand that I'll have to put some money into it.
Well, $2,000 would be all right. And if you happen to get it, give me a call. I'll tell you some things that you probably need to do to it to help make it even better. Give me a call on my mobile.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your support staff, Chris, and whoever works for you. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, and I'll give out my number again, my mobile number, if you don't have it, or give me my office call, and I'll tell you what you need to do if you buy it, because you can sure make it a good one.
I will, sir. I have your mobile number in my phone.
Thank you, Michael.
You have a blessed weekend.
You too. God bless you. Hello, Cindy. Thank you for calling Randy Adams.
Hi, Randy. I love your show.
Thank you.
I've got a unique situation, and I really need some advice from somebody that knows what they're doing, so I think I'll make
the
right call.
I know a little bit.
You're awesome, and I appreciate what you do for people, because those guys are a bunch of crooks out there, I tell you.
Well, there's some out there, 20% of them tell the truth, and 80% don't.
Yes. Well, I have a 2016 Ford XL. My situation is... you know, I was in an accident, and as I bought this truck last year, I noticed that my health care is going to be tripling, and also that, you know, I'm just struggling looking forward to that. And I have a lot of equity in this truck. I have about 20,000 equity in this truck, and it would be smart for me maybe to sell the truck and downsize and take some of that equity out. I only owe $7,000 on it, and I'm wondering, should I trade it down? You know, it doesn't look like it's going to be a great financial year for me. And I don't have a big payment, but it is at 6%. And, you know, when you're working part-time because you're trying to do surgeries, I got two more surgeries coming up. I'm looking in the future saying it's going to be a tough year for me financially.
Well, you're thinking wisely. You're making the right decision.
The one resource I have is this truck.
Right.
And, you know, my insurance is going to be as much as a payment on a Lexus for my health insurance. And that's sad.
That is sad.
But this truck is in mint condition. It's got 12,000 miles on it, actually 11,000. It's got added some real pretty. It's black. It's got, you know, 20-inch tires. It's got that pretty tonneau back cover on it. I put easy running boards on it.
You've got something of value. You've got an excellent unit right now.
Yes, sir. And that's why I was wondering, what do you think it might be worth?
Yeah, I really need all the information on that unit. I can hit these units that one, it depends on all the packages on it. You didn't have an accident in it, did you?
No.
Okay,
no,
good,
not at
good.
All.
It hadn't been an accident. No, I need that unit, and I'll help you get all the money. And then if I don't have something to put you in, I'll guide you in the right direction if you find something else. Be sure and give me a call.
Amazing. And you know what's sad is when I actually tried to look at a trade, you know what they told me? It's worth $19,024. And I'm like, well, that's how they get you in there, right?
Well, they want to make money on the one they're selling you. And they want to make money on that one. So it's double-edged sword there.
They want to take advantage of somebody.
And so they've got a pack, and I've explained pack, and I've had so many dealers say, we're so glad you explained pack. And I'm talking about the independents and the wholesalers. And so, some of these dealers are sitting on a $1,500 pack. Well, they got to make $1,500 beyond that on the one they're selling, and then they bring yours in, and they got a $1,500 pack on it.
Yes,
so there's a $3,000 spread it could be on that situation.
And I can see that coming. So I'm going to go ahead and go to your website.
Please do. Or give me a call.
Do you have my mobile?
I don't, sir, but I got a pen right here.
830-708.
Okay, 708-4789. 4789.
And I'd be glad to find all the money for you.
Thank you so much, Randy. And again, I think so many people appreciate your show. I love it.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, Denise. Thank you for calling Randy Adams. Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is Randy Adams. How you doing? You got a question for me?
Yes, I want to sell this 2005 Honda that I have. It does have 200,000 miles on it. It has because of hail, it has a crack damage on the window, but I'm thinking about replacing the window.
I have a lady that replaced it for you cheaper than anybody else.
Okay.
Little Gina, this gal works so hard and I just love her.
Okay. And, I mean, I have to clean her up in the inside a little bit, but,
do you have another car?
Yes, I have a 2014, Nissan.
Okay. So, yeah. So this car is just sitting. Is it a Civic or is it a Camry?
No, it's a Civic. Only had one owner though. I noticed, I don't know why the solenoid switch isn't working. The cars have a lot of work. So one of my neighbors said they can just fix that,
Well, it'd be worth more money running than not running.
Oh yeah, it was running. We're just gonna, we're gonna put the key. It kind of froze. I don't know why, but he said that's not. He's gonna fix that. In fact, he's coming over tonight.
Good.
So let's say it's running, and like I said, only one owner. How much would it be worth?
It'd be worth more. It'll be worth more February 1st than it is today in that situation, because income tax checks will be coming around. I'd get it up and running. Is the window completely out, or is it just cracked?
Oh, no. I had somebody tell me they fixed it for $179, I think.
Is that a windshield?
Yes.
Oh, no, I can beat that price. Gina will fix that. She can fix it cheaper than that.
Okay.
And you can give me a call, and I'll be glad to give you her number. And she'll come to your house and do it.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'm going to the East Coast for a couple of weeks during Christmas.
Yeah, well, that'd be best. Get it up and going and get ready for when the income tax checks hit.
Because don't you think that car's about, I can sell it for, it ran very well, so I think I could sell it for about $1,500?
Yeah, sure do. Especially February 1st, I'd ask $1,900.
Okay, I will definitely do what you're telling me to do.
Okay, and give me a call, and I'll be glad to help you any other way.
Okay, so just put it in the newspaper or something?
Well, I'll help you on that. I'll give you instruction on that. You just you need a little help on that, and I'll be glad to tell you the do's and the don't and the safety on it and everything else.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And I'll give that class. I'm going to give that class probably in 1st of January. So be listening.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Denise. God bless you. Hello, David. This is Randy Adams. Thank you for calling LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com.
Yes, I was wondering. I've been a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I try to listen whenever I can.
Thank you.
But the problem is that I was thinking of going into what some would say car restoration.
Uh-huh.
I know this is not that type of show, but I want to take over.
Well, I've restored so many cars, I can't tell you. I used to build a hot rod, street rod, Corvettes, one or two every year. So I know a lot about restoration. I know a lot about getting them ready. I owned a body shop. I've owned mechanic shops. So I understand all that business. And somebody that wants to work and improve stuff, there's always plenty of work.
Right. What I want to do is I want to take old cars like a 1957 Chevy Bel Air and make them look like, I would try to keep them as original as possible, even down to the radio.
Well, that's sometimes that's pretty good, but the big money right now is finding the right motors and transmissions at the right price, dropping in an LS, and do a little suspension work, and that's when the money doubles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you right now you take a just give me an example, a 62 Corvette. I sold it for $50,000 to a guy, and it was restored and gorgeous, and he pulled body off of it, dropped it on a LS3 on a late model Corvette chassis, and didn't paint it, didn't upholstery it, did rewire it, spent about, probably spent $40,000 on it, so he had $90,000 in it, and that sounds like a lot of money, but it brought $135,000. He made a pretty good lick. But putting the right motor in the right situation, you also gotta work on the right car. I mean, there's some cars you can't work on. You can't spend $40,000-$50,000 on a 49 to 51 Ford or Chevy or Dodge. I mean, I got a guy that's got a four-door Dodge that wants to restore it, and I said, oh, no, please don't. Get it running and driving and wash it. Don't do nothing else. Go down to the flea market and get you one of those Mexico blankets and throw it over the seat and just have fun. I said, because you're going to waste a lot of money. They called me down to a Chevrolet store a couple of years ago, and this guy had a 51 Chevy four-door that his grandfather had, and he was going to restore it. And they gave him a good price to restore it at that Chevrolet store. It's $40,000 right now. You're looking at $70,000-$80,000 to $100,000 to restore a car. And they gave him $40,000 to do a pretty good job painting and no upholstery and overhaul the motor and this, that, and the other and the brakes. Anyway, I told him, I said, don't do it. You're throwing, you know, I said, wash it, get it going, drive it, enjoy it. You don't need to overhaul the motor. It runs, you know, I mean, why make it brand new? You're not going to put any miles on it. Well, he restored it, ended up spending about $60,000 on it. And when he got through, he called me about buying it. I said, wasn't I the one to tell you you were throwing good money after bad money? He said, yeah. I said, you got a $8,000-$12,000 car. I mean, a four-door 51 Chevrolet is not real popular. And I'm glad your grandfather owned it, but it's not my grandfather.
I know what you mean.
So you got to know what's good and bad and the ugly even when you're restoring.
Right.
Thank you for calling, David. If there's anything I can do sometime, give me a call.
I
see a line just dropped, but my mobile number is 830-708-4789. I take calls after this show. I had three last week, so, hey, don't be bashful. Keep calling, and if I haven't called you back, please call me. I mean, my phone is blown up, and I love it. I can't get off the phone talking to my radio listeners because, God, hey, against all odds, I put this show on air. Nobody wanted me to do it. But the good Lord wanted me to do it, to give back, to be your mentor, to love you. Hello, Dr. Staple. Be sure and listen to my doc. He's coming in right now. I love you, San Antonio. Be the best you can be and love everybody.